Rinde, c'è poco tipo grande cose.
Cazzo, c'è lo spazio.
Okay, good evening. So we had done last week, we had done the Perek Vav, which deals with Hashkacha. I wanted to read something. If I would have, I guess, had a little more Yishevat Das, I would have photocopied it. It's not a big piece, I'll read it. It's from Ramchal. It's from a sefer called Adar B'Amarei. It's in the back of, if any of you have the actual sefer, he has in the back of, and after this Maimar HaIkrim, he has Likutim from Adar B'Amarei. Adar B'Amarei is a Kabbalah sefer that he wrote, a very chashas sefer that he wrote on the Idris. It's a certain piece in the Zohar. Very, very extremely chashas things. And the parts of it, there are pieces here and there that are quite comprehensible. This is one of them. So he says, let's understand the point that he's addressing. When we talk about Hashkacha, we're not talking only about Hashkacha, simply Kadosh Baruch Hu looking out for us and the way we think of Hashkacha. Really, Hashkacha is the big, big picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting with the Bria. That's what Hashkacha is, an interaction, which means we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, and there's a blow-by-blow, play-by-play type of unfolding of events. So regarding this, he says, Adar B'Amarei, so for those of you who have the Sefer, I'm with Tzadik Gimel. If not, I'll try to keep the reading brief. Im hoya reitzel lizgalus miyad b'chol shei muso, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezgala lechatchila in his full shleimus, hine hoya miyad k'moshia b'achrena b'nitzchias, it would have been an instant gilui the way it would have been lost, the way it will be lost in love. Ach kvar yodano, shalei rotze kach ha-rotzen Baruch Hu, ki yoda shalei kach hu shleimus b'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that type of shleimus where everything would come out perfect. Im kein rotze elyon, sha'pi shleimus azeh yimotzi choy kan hoge achas, ha-holeches besibov gadol, mezcheles min ha-hela masoyf et achlisi, ha-holeches kame min esibuvim, miskareves elov, acham gies elov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an hoge that goes through many, many different curves and turns and ups and downs until it gets to that point. We can, this hanhaga of the way we grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga today, we can understand it becoming minishurim. Ladas eze reshusa, eze amtsiusa, eze seifa. We know what's the beginning, what's the middle, what's the end. Kama madregas the roish amtsasof, how many madregas, the kama talodos, kama arkovas, kasuri tichbulis. So the hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us now today allows for quantifying. It allows for beginning, middle, end, synthesis, addition, etc. In the final shleimus, we can't understand this halakim. All we say is one word. It's perfect. There's no way we could understand it because we're limited. That's why we can't understand that which is limitless. But the hanhaga that's built of many parts, that follow each other in a certain seder. So the Ramchal gives us over here a really, really important understanding of so much that has to do with hanhaga. So let's go back again to the starting point. The starting point was the word hashgacha, the way we use it, is a very narrow part of hashgacha in its big sweeping sense. Hashgacha, in the big sweeping sense that we're talking about, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu dancing, so to speak, with the Bria, step by step. Mitzvah, Tikkun, Schar, Avera, Einesh, and so on. That is what Hashgacha is all about. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu been Mizgala, B'Shlei Musoi, we would not have any tefis in it. Let's give an example for it. If somebody tells you an idea in any area, so if you see an airplane, there's no way you can understand how an airplane works. But when somebody begins to break it down into components, and we look at the lift and the drag, and we look at the engine and what it does, and we look at this and that, the other thing, we can put it together and understand flying. A person says a very difficult idea, profound idea. So what he needs to do for someone to understand it is to break it down into pieces, into bite-sized pieces. Sometimes you get brilliant people, real truly brilliant people, that are horrific teachers. And the reason why they're such bad teachers is because they understand it as one thing. It's obvious. They don't have any way of breaking it down into bite-sized pieces. They see it as it's just like, you know, if we have to explain to somebody a car, we'd have to think a lot to break it down, because for us it's so common that a car is a unit we deal with, and you know, it's something that we always think of as one concept. If someone is to break it down, it's difficult because we never think of it that way. So anything that we need to break to understand, we need to break down into bits and pieces. One of the ga'ines of computer programming is to be able to take something and break it down into units. So for instance, you have a program, how to get from place to place. I need to be able, how to get from place A to place B is not possible. There's no way that you could teach a machine that. You have to be able to break that down into the smallest units possible, and then you can program a machine. So things in the, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu be megala perfection, we would stand and gawk, and that would be the end of it. We'd have no shayches to it. We're not shayches to it because our mind doesn't work that way. We're not typhus, you know, units like that. We need to understand it piece by piece. 613 mitzvahs. Each mitzvah has a different diagram of chomer and kula, the schar and the einish for each thing, mida keneged mida. We need it broken down. So the entire inyan of hashgacha, the entire inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing things down, because Baruch Hu walking step and step with the Bria is to be able to convey that sense of piece by piece. We're able to understand a mitzvah, we're able to understand an avera, we're able to understand a schar, we're able to understand an einish, and that's how we get to the emes, that last level of Bria Scala in one as one perfect unit. Okay. Now let's go to Perek Zayin, B'nevuah Nevuas Moshe. So there's a logical order here. If you think back of it, it's a very, very logical progression. We have Hashgacha. Hashgacha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Bria. That's a broad sweeping statement. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with the Bria. In other words, communicating is a form of interacting. So he says like this. Rotza Adon Baruch Hu vehechen min gilui sheyemisgale boy al bnei adam oidam chayim b'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a type of gilui that a person can have in this world. U'kashiyizgale lehem. So let's explain a little bit his ivra. It says kilo yani ha adam v'chai, means we don't have any direct interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as long as we're living. The Rambam says that the reason for it is because as long as we're living, our self is it's an integration of our physical mind and our neshama. And everything that we understand, we only understand through the medium of the physical brain. So we are limited. Because everything has to be able to fit through the brain, we're limited to what we could see, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come through that way. Once a person leaves his guf behind and he's toifes things, the shamadik, then now he's able to grasp it. But as long as the person is chai, the adam v'chai means so long as the person is living, he can't grasp it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, did make a crack in the window so that it's possible to have some sort of sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kashiyizgale lehem, yigale lehem inyonim asher yachpoitz mistar v'sedeisa. He will tell them different inyonim that he wishes from his hidden things. U'minyon ashkachosoy, u'mashev al b'yoysa v'zenek nevoa. Now the Rambam, I'm sorry, the Ramchal packs in here an awful lot of points. First of all, I want to read a diet. We would, if we had to describe to somebody what's prophecy, so we would start the other way. We would say, sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a message he wants to give over, and if the message is pressing enough, he taps somebody on the shoulder, the poor guy looks around, Hashem says, hi, it's me Hashem. Is what I'm going to tell you. In other words, the message is first, and the medium is just a chitimz of it. The Ramchal says no, it's the opposite. Nevuah is first and foremost a type of gili. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself to people. That's what nevuah is about. What does that nevuah serve for? How does the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us is? Now, the first thing is, yigalem yonim asher yachtvois misisar v'sedoysav. The teaching of things that we would call sisra Torah, sedas of Torah. Those are things that are not in the open Torah. And those things are communicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. So this is a type of nevuah that we're not even familiar with. It's a pchina of nevuah to teach things that are beyond. U'manyan ashkachasi. Second thing is to help us understand his ashkacha in the Bria. These are two areas that are divine areas, but are not written in the Torah. So a person needs a sort of personal communication, a gili, for all these things. And finally, the things that are going to happen, which is what we understand as the vua. There'll be war, there'll be famine, he'll be saved, he won't be saved, and so on. Now, so if we ask ourselves where the vua comes in, and it, nevuah is part and parcel of hashgacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with the Bria. The interaction itself is nevuah, and it is used as a vehicle for things that can't be in the scala any other way. This is the way they come down. So it means a Navi does not have to necessarily be sent on a mission to go out and tell everybody, you know, hear me, there's something going to happen soon. Those are types of nevuah, but many nevuahs are just for the understanding of the person. It's a darg of shlemus that a person reaches. Hagilui hazeh says, hinehu bedrachim yuchadim. This gilui happens through different ways. Whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt was appropriate for it. V'yesh be madregas ha-madregas shaynes. And there are many madregas of nevuah. As the Rambam says also, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is different than other Nevi'im, and each Navi has different dargas of the type of the level of gilui that he was zeichet to. Now I would like to explain this point of having many different madregas. Let's give an example. If I say different people, I called up a lot of people and each one heard a different message. It could mean that I told each one something else. It could mean that each one is koilet. He hears things differently. If Nevuah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's speech, not different than me speaking to you. So it's not a hechreach that it's going to be misgala in different ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a message, so maybe not everybody is high in my trigger, but still there's some sort of, if I tell each person a different message, there'll be many messages that will be identical. So good, because one can do better than that. But there's no point to it, really. But if we understand Nevuah as a gilui that depends on the person being kolet that gilui, it's not just he's standing on a tape recorder recording the words of Hashem to him. It's a certain understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that requires me to be mechin myself, to be a good kibbutz for it. So different people have different dargas, and that's automatic. Every single person has got very different, it sees the other person. Ach, haklal bekula, sheizbar lenavi bevados gamur, shamizgalo koidis barach. What he perceives is a clear understanding as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yaskel mashem gala loy, he'll understand what is megala, he has no subject whatsoever, Mr. Nevuah. So the Ramchal says, Nevuah is a vadai. If a person thinks, maybe I had a dream, and also it means, it certainly is not Nevuah. Nevuah is so profound an experience that it leaves you with no doubt. The Rambam says this in Mor Nevuchim. So he says an incredible observation. The Rambam sheet is that the Nisoyan, any Nisoyan, especially Nisoyan Akeda, was there to show people in the world certain amitias, certain truths. One of those truths is the truth of Abbas Hashem and so on. He's my now, that's fine. But there's something else also. Imagine if we would hear a voice commanding us to do an Akedah, what would we think? We would probably say, boy, I've been working too hard and I really need a vacation. I know I shouldn't have gone so long without a real vacation. Or, these meds that the doctor's giving me is really causing me to hallucinate. I need to get off the medication. Our first and most normal reaction would be to say that something is wrong with us. I mean, can't be Hashem saying that. But Avraham Avinu, that never crossed his mind that maybe this is not a nevuah, maybe this is just kind of, fatigue, general religious fatigue. it was as clear to him as when I see somebody in a room standing there, and you know, he's talking to me. I don't start thinking maybe I'm hallucinating if I see somebody standing in a room. The power of Nevuah was so strong, it left no doubts. And that is what the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim. That's what he says over here also. That Shamizgal lo yukodis parach b'yasman shigal lo yishor le shum sofik mevasik la. So that's one point. This Nekuda is important, obviously, that when we are giving a Navi Nevuah to go out and to tell Klal Yisrael something, do this or that, the other thing, it obviously would not serve us well if the person himself had doubts about it. He has to be able to get up and to say, Koyamar Hashem, and you know, without no two ways about it. So that is in also, but generally speaking, Nevuah as a Madrega, why is this necessary? It's also interesting, the Rambam says about Ruach HaKodesh, it's the Rambam Shita, and I can't ask a question on Chalv and Rambam, but the Rambam says in Ruach HaKodesh, which is a Madrega lower than Nevuah, a person senses and is aware of the fact that his mind opened up in a way that's not natural. He understands that his tefisa now is beyond the natural. So if it's true of Ruach HaKodesh, why is it coming? What does it have to say about the why Nevuah is it like this? Well, what's what I'm trying to say? So I think it means as follows. Nevuah is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The creation is reaching out to us and sending us a message. As opposed to Ruach HaKodesh, which is a deeper understanding of ours, we've been given permission, we've been granted permission to poke around in the king's library and to look up all sorts of things. That's Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. Talking to us means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's communication is direct to us, and Mitzido, it means giving it in a way that leaves no doubt to what he means. When I'm interacting with somebody and I'm meramez something, so a remez leaves open room for doubt. So I haven't really communicated. So when I don't communicate with a person, but my actions lead him on somewhere. So it's not wrong to say that, you know, the person may not understand me. I didn't communicate it to him, but he picked up on it. If I say that I communicated, it means that mitzad my communication, the person should get it. It's a lack of me. You know, if I'm trying to tell somebody something, and I speak in a whisper and he can't hear me, that's a chisorin in my communicating. Then I haven't really communicated to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nevuah is trying to communicate. Communicating means to give it to us with such an impact that we got the message. And the certainty that it's coming from Shbaruch Hu is part of that. Or else, like I said before, I'm not sure, was it just kind of dozing off, or did some come in, or whatever it is. So understanding and not having a suffix in the Nevuah has to do a lot with the content of Nevuah and what it's there for. Okay, the Omnam, he says, Behagia inyan ze lenavi, hine tikdam lo ra'ada gdoila. Before a Navi gets his Nevuah, his body starts to shake, kol evri gufa yizdazu, v'yibotla gashoysa, all his feelings are bottled, v'yishor ki ish yoshin, and he becomes like a sleeping person. So as he's in this stupor, his eyes will perceive whatever they perceive. And they know what Kashmaku wants. So the Rambam says this as well. Everybody says they, you know, that the prophecy requires a certain condition, a certain physical condition, as he describes here. Why is it like that? And the answer is two ways. Both, I mean, it's. Let's go with the way we explained the Rambam before. The Rambam says, "Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai," that a person cannot comprehend the Kadosh Baruch Hu as long as he's living, because his mind is seeing everything through the lens of the body, and therefore that's how it perceives everything. That's what it's stuck with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be seen that way. So Gilani Adam B'chai means there's no perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a true way. And that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Nevuah, he must depress the person's physicality, and then it's possible to give Nevuah. So it's almost because the only way a person can perceive a larger degree of Shabbat, or have a larger giving, is if the body is subdued to some degree. So that's why the goof had to be subdued. And then it's like sometimes, you know, when we're dreaming at night, we dream of all sorts of things that when we wake up, we say, whoa, that's crazy, that's impossible, it's not possible. And yet when we're dreaming, it seemed quite possible. The answer is because when we're dreaming, it's not our full conscious mind going through it, and the normal restraints and restrictions a full conscious mind has are not there when a person is sleeping. So we have the person, when he gets Nevuah, his body must fall apart. It's hard to say what's the cause, what's the effect. Since Nevuah is trying to transmit something the body is not capable of transmitting, then it can't be, we have to do something to sort of depress it, to repress it. There was a famous, there's a famous Chassidish Vart, a Chabad Vart, that they were asked, if Simcha is so natural to Chassidim and so on, then why do you need to drink vodka? So they say the mashal, somebody is once sitting, you know, we had come to an inn and he met a very good friend of his, they were celebrating, but the Balagola, the Ivan, the Balagola, was sitting there and getting in the way. So they bought him a bottle of vodka. When he drank enough so that he was kind of out, they resumed talking and schmoozing and so on. So they said, you know, a Yiddish and a Shama, before it's able to be mischabim, it needs to put its even to drink. In other words, he needs to get rid of his personal even and have a drink. Good. I mean, Imla Din, I don't know if that's exactly the right thing. You know, it's not our Messiah talk about him. But understanding over here also, a Kaddish Baruch Hu needs to get rid of the body when he's talking to the Neshama at the level of Gilui that the Nevuah can be. And the way that happens is that the goof falls away through shock or whatever it is, and then everything else is ready for it. That's the mahalak over here, they say. Okay, we'll hold it over here by hearing about ideas. And any questions anybody wants to ask, talk, whatever it is? Okay, good night. Next week, you miss Hashem, there's a chasid from the yeshiva, so there will not be a shir. God willing, in 2 weeks, but we will have one, but next week is one of the bachelors getting married in Hashem. Okay, good night. Kol tov.